Where you put automobiles together?
Atlanta. Yeah.
In Atlanta, you put the fabrication, you got a place down there, assembly.
You got a GM plant.
Huh?
GM plant near where I live in Atlanta.
You know, of course, you got me. You live in the town, in the state down there, you don't know where your neighbors are over there. Like me, I live in Morgan City all my life, and the people right back there, they don't know every day, they don't know where they live back there.
Were your neighbors pretty close when you lived out of town?
Neighbors?
Yeah, did you have a neighbor close to you?
Not too much. Our first neighbor down there was about 2-3 blocks away from us. Way out. You know? Our house was over here, and our house was like Conrad's place way over there, you know. Way out, John, and then way over there. The big pasture, you know, both ways, houses up, right in the middle ways up in there.
Yeah. We didn't see him too often, I
don't guess.
What sort of animals did you have around the house? Like, would you keep to go hunting with? Would you keep any animals?
What do you mean?
To go hunting with? Did you keep hunting dogs?
Well, we had a couple of old hounds. Yeah, we used to hunt with rabbit dogs. We had in our days on that we didn't have but one dog, and you had everything. You can hunt anything you want with him, from a wildcat on down to a squirrel. Anywhere you want to go down there. I feel like the old fella, the old man used to come out there and he'd blow his horn, you know. When he wanted to go deer hunting, he didn't have to tell the dog that he was going to hunt. The man had the old dog, you know. He'd get out in the morning to call the fella that was going out hunting, you know, early in the morning to go down there, and he said, well, I'm going to call you, fellas. I'm going to blow my horns. I'm ready to leave. I'll be ready to go. You go get ready. When you go out there and you blow it big horn, you know. Toot, 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 toot. The old dog would come.